ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः. टुडे इज अ वेरी होली डे इन द रामकृष्ण ऑर्डर. दीज थ्री डेज सप्तमी अष्टमी नवमी ऑफ कोर्स द फोर्थ डे विजयदशमी इज सेलिब्रेटेड. Due to COVID, this time the celebrations are very subdued, but still the Mother's grace will not be subdued on this very auspicious day. May the Divine Mother bless us all and remove all obstacles so that we can reach her quickly. We are studying the Sadhana Panchakam, the last verse. Ekante sukhamashyatam परतरे चेतः समाधीयताम् पूर्णात्मा सुसमीक्ष्यताम् जगदिदं तद्बाधितं दृश्यताम् प्राक्कर्म प्रविलाप्यताम् चितिबलात्माप्युत्तरैः श्लिष्यताम् प्रारब्धं त्विह भुज्यताम् अथ परब्रह्मात्मना स्थीयताम्. लिव हैप्पीली इन सॉलिट्यूड एंड फोकस द माइंड ऑन गॉड. सी केयरफुली द इन्फिनिट सेल्फ एंड नोटिस how it eliminates this fleeting existence called the Jagat world. Through the power of consciousness, dissolve your past karma, remain unaffected by your later karma, and experience your present karma. In this way, remain established in the awareness of the Supreme Self until the body dissolves of itself. So, commandment 33, Ekante Sukham Asyatham. Seek joy in solitude always. It means do not enjoy company in any other form. What is solitude? To be with one's own real self or to be in the company of God. What does solitude do then? What should a spiritual aspirant do then? 34th commandment, Paratare Chetaha Samadhiyatam. Establish firmly your mind in the Supreme Lord. Then we have discussed how Sri Ramakrishna had practiced, how he had to struggle so that his mind can remain in Nirvikalpa Samadhi after his Vedantic Guru Totapuri had left for continuously 6 months. He remained in that state, and what happened? A holy man, a sadhu, came from somewhere and he understood the situation. That is the most marvelous thing, to understand that here is a person who is a realized soul and he is in Nirvikalpa Samadhi and his body needs to be kept. All this can happen only by the grace of God. So he kept Sri Ramakrishna's body alive, sometimes striking it slightly with a small ruler-like stick and used it to push food into his mouth. After 6 months, Sri Ramakrishna received the commandment, remain in Bhava Mukha, and then the holy man had left. Then Sri Ramakrishna was describing that the body had gone through a very terrible condition of disease, illness, 24 hours, terrible amount of dysentery. But it all happened by the grace of the Mother. How can we think that disease is the result of the Divine Mother's grace? First thing we need to understand, whether we are healthy or ill, happy or unhappy. These are not the things that we need to seek in life. They are pointers. They are what I call pushers. They push us away from the world and pull us towards God. So by the grace of the Divine Mother, this sadhu came, kept the mind. But how to keep the mind on this body? Naturally, the question comes is, why should the body be kept? After all, the person had realized God, the goal of life is reached, then where is the need for this person? Whether body remains or goes? No. We discussed earlier that the divine, it wants to keep some of these instruments for the welfare of the world. Sri Ramakrishna was born for the welfare of the world. An interesting incident comes to my mind. Once Sri Ramakrishna had offered a boon to Narendra, And remember, Sri Ramakrishna could give boons, Holy Mother could give boons, Swami Vivekananda could give boons, a Jivan Mukta can give boons because it is nothing but God. So Sri Ramakrishna asked, what do you want? Is not academic questioning, he would have given. But remember, Swami Vivekananda, he was brought from the realm of the indivisible, Akhanda. He was one of the seven rishis. His mind still did not get accustomed. So Narendra replied, I would like to be in Samadhi as he was in the Saptarshi Mandala. Sri Ramakrishna chided him and said, you are a small-minded person. I thought you are like a huge banyan tree under which thousands of weary pilgrims. That means in this world, you will be a great help, inspiration to thousands of sincere spiritual aspirants. And then you will give them shade. That means you will reassure them. You will remove their obstacles. You will be giving them inspiration. And you will show them how to progress further in life. And that's what exactly he did in the later life. Just a small corroborative instance. Swami Vivekananda was in America. And America was going through a great financial downturn. And several people committed suicide. There was a person who came to know, and in fact he was a little bit forced to attend one of the talks of Swamiji. And he went, heard the talk of Swamiji, came out completely changed. He was very depressed. He said, it doesn't matter, let the whole world go down, it doesn't affect me. Such was the effect of Swami Vivekananda. How many thousands of people have got their minds uplifted in those difficult days of even ordinary financial situations? So that's what Sri Ramakrishna expected from Swami Vivekananda. And Swamiji learned a lesson, but you know, it's not that difficult. So what are we talking about? It was terribly difficult even for Sri Ramakrishna to bring down his mind. That's why later on he said, the natural tendency of my mind is to go up and into Nirvikalpa Samadhi. In fact, most of the time, he used to be in Samadhi only. Only when devotees come, then he exhibited his, what is called, the mind coming down for the welfare of the world. In the Gospel, I think second or third visit, M came, he spoke with Sri Ramakrishna. He compared himself to a peacock, which was given a dose of opium. In the evening, he took leave of Sri Ramakrishna. Just before that, Sri Ramakrishna told him, tomorrow you come to Balaram's house and then there will be more singing. Sri Ramakrishna's voice was an incomparably sweetest voice, not mere sweetness. It was filled with spirituality. To hear Sri Ramakrishna to sing is to be uplifted spiritually, automatically. In his presence, how many people have got how many realizations? Only God alone knows. At least I know one instance. And this is one of the least of those incidents. Swami Turiyananda, Hari Maharaj at that time, he was practicing hard Advaita Vedanta, Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya. And when Sri Ramakrishna used to visit Calcutta, he wants all his future monastic disciples as well as devotees to gather together. Why was Sri Ramakrishna going to Calcutta? Not because he wanted to go, because most of the household devotees, including would-be monastic disciples, used to be in Calcutta. And it was not possible for all of them to visit Dakshineswar frequently. So Sri Ramakrishna himself was going there, just as Sri Krishna came to Kurukshetra to guide Arjuna, means all of us. So one day Sri Ramakrishna went there. By that time it had become a sampradaya, tradition, that some devotees would pass on the news to all the devotees and they will gather in one of the devotees' house, and most of the time it used to be Balaram's house. So one day this Hari Maharaj was sent for. He did not come. Like that he did not visit Sri Ramakrishna for a few times. One day Sri Ramakrishna sent for him. So Hari came. Sri Ramakrishna asked him, why do I not see you? And he replied, nowadays am practicing Vedanta, studying, meditating. I have no time to come. Then Sri Ramakrishna sang a beautiful song on the Divine Mother. Instantaneously, Hari Maharaj's mind was totally changed. Later on, he could never forget that incident. Later on, he was recollecting that until now, I thought that this is the only goal of life, to follow Shankaracharya and to practice Vedanta. But Sri Ramakrishna, in 1 millisecond, had changed the orientation of my mind. Now, nothing but the Mother, Mother, Mother. Now, do not think it was only Swami Turiyananda. Every fortunate devotee who could go there, he was transformed. And I have to tell you which we are going to talk today soon. Totapuri belonged to Punjab. He could not understand Bengali language, excepting a few words which are common Sanskrit words. Now, Sri Ramakrishna used to sing in his what M so graphically described, Gandharva Nindita Kantha. He said in his whole life, he never heard anyone to sing so beautifully. Now, why am I emphasizing this? We hear so many wonderful singers like Balamurali Krishna or M.S. Subbalakshmi and Pattammal, etc. But they are experts in singing. After hearing their songs, most of the time, their songs composed by Tyagaraja, Purandar Dasa, Muthuswami Dikshitar, etc. All spiritual songs. But how many of our minds would be inspired and turn towards God and our life is transformed? We do not see that. We enjoy the music and our mind is really uplifted in aesthetic realm. But that is the end of it. But when Sri Ramakrishna used to tell stories, when Sri Ramakrishna used to sing, he used to uplift the minds of everybody there. And there are innumerable incidents. Anyway, I seem to be in a mood to wander about today. So, there was a story of how faith alone can save us. Sri Ramakrishna narrated the story of Dada Madhusudana, brother Madhusudana. And M heard it. Many people heard it. Next day, early morning, Sri Ramakrishna was progressing slowly towards the Panchavati, what you call to answer calls of nature. At that time, M was staying at Dakshineswar and he was sitting in Panchavati in a corner and he was softly calling, Dada Madhusudana, Dada Madhusudana. Sri Ramakrishna heard it while passing that way. He stood observing M and then M was very keen observer. He saw a tear was glistening in the eye of Sri Ramakrishna. What am I talking about? That simple story, how many times I told, how many times you heard, how many times others have said, there are also cartoons based upon that story. But how many hearts have become so inspired that they were meditating, calling Dada Madhusudana? Very few. Anyway, this one song on the Divine Mother totally transformed Hari Maharaj. That is the effect of the company of such great people. What I wanted to convey to you, that when Sri Ramakrishna asked Naren, I want Samadhi, but what about his own condition? Sri Ramakrishna's mind, he said, the moment it gets an opportunity, it straight flies into the Nirvikalpa Samadhi. That is the very nature of his mind at that time. And we are going to discuss about it very soon about it. Now the point is that Swami Vivekananda was one of the Saptarshis. And what did Sri Ramakrishna find? They were all merged in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, meditating upon, we need not tell it, this is called redundancy. Nirvikalpa Samadhi means to be merged in Brahman, and to be merged in Brahman means Nirvikalpa Samadhi. And such a rishi's mind and a small part of his mind was brought down. And then what do you think will be his natural condition? Only this. So Sri Ramakrishna used to say, with great difficulty, I used to bring my mind down for the welfare of the world, but even then, it doesn't want to stay there. So he said specifically, I create small desires. I want to drink water. I want to hear some songs. I want to visit a devotee. Many people who read these incidents, oh, Ramakrishna What type of sadhu he is? He is cherishing so many desires. I want to eat sukta. Like that he used to create desires. He used to behave like a child. The natural condition of a person once one experiences nirvikalpa samadhi is never to deviate from that state even by a billionth of a meter. Before we proceed, we have to keep this in mind. So, he used to create desires. And how did Swami Vivekananda keep his own mind down? He used to keep that I wanted to eat chocolate ice cream. Of course, I was not there at that time. Otherwise, I would have advised him, forget about this chocolate ice cream. It will only bring your mind down very temporarily. Go for mango ice cream. And it will stay for a longer time down. So, there are people who write books that Swami Vivekananda, disciples of Sri Ramakrishna, were addicted to food and drink and all those things. And then there are some people unable to understand the condition of a Jivan Mukta. Even they can't understand the minds of their own husbands or wives. And these people claim to understand these great souls like Ramana Maharshi, etc. Since the thought came, I would like to just remind you, in South India, Ramana Ashrama, before he became very famous, used to be called Idli Coffee Ashrama. Because no ashrama people would ever eat like South Indians, idli and drink coffee. But here it was a routine. That's why it came not Ramana Ashrama, but Idli Coffee Ashrama. So many people criticize sadhus and great people, unable to understand that a person, once he experiences Brahmananda, he cares a straw for any other type of happiness. It is only to keep their minds down to at our level so that the world can benefit. Now, what are we talking about? Solitude should bring a person's mind only to fix upon God. And that is what we have discussed. Paratare Chetaha Samadhiyata. Firmly establish your mind in the Supreme Lord. Then we have discussed how, as a greatest example in modern times, Sri Ramakrishna continuously lived in that state of pure Nirvikalpa Samadhi, completely merged, how a holy man came and saved. Now, important point is, he was an avatar, so he came down to benefit the world for establishing dharma, etc. Sri Ramakrishna, mind, if it remains in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, it's not going to do any good to anybody. Not only that, the body will not remain. Fortunately, that sadhu helped Sri Ramakrishna to remain for 6 months in that condition. Supposing the Divine Mother didn't give the command, remain in Bhava Mukha, what do you think would have happened? The sadhu would never have come. Why? Because Divine Mother's will is that Sri Ramakrishna should live like a Parama Jivan Mukta and benefit the world. He had a great mission to fulfill. And he himself did not know that he had a mission. But the Divine Mother created a terrible sickness. That also happened in this way. We know that Madhur Babu took great care of Sri Ramakrishna, used to look upon him as his own Ishtadevata, chosen deity, and served him for more than 14 years. For him, for Madhur Babu, every word of Sri Ramakrishna was a Divine Mother's commandment. And he had many, many visions of Divine Mother, Shiva, etc. in Sri Ramakrishna. Now this Madhur Babu's wife was on the verge of death. Madhur Babu came, fell at the feet of Sri Ramakrishna and told him. Sri Ramakrishna went into Samadhi and then he uttered, Jagadamba Dasi will recover. And that moment, Jagadamba Dasi started to recover. But Sri Ramakrishna said, that disease got transferred into this. So that also proves to us that karmaphala cannot be removed by anybody and everybody. It can be removed by a great Jivan Mukta. That is possible. But it is not the removal of what is called negative karmaphala. Because we never see any positive karmaphala being removed or even being desired to be removed. That means if somebody is happy, please take away my happiness. I see only one person, that was Kunti, who said, give us miseries again and again. So, from that moment onwards, a terrible disease started wreaking havoc. But even in that condition, and Sri Ramakrishna used to sit in his own room. Incessant dysentery. So, Hriday arranged a pot there, but because Sri Ramakrishna had completed Vedanta Sadhana, Advaita Vedanta Sadhana, hundreds of real Paramahamsas used to stream to Dakshineswar, unknown why they want to go to Dakshineswar. Sri Ramakrishna said they were not ordinary wandering monks, but in a high state of God realization, very highly advanced, and day and night, Asti, Bhati, Priya, Sat, Chit, Ananda used to be discussed. Sri Ramakrishna said, I became like a skeleton. I used to sit on a pot, chamber pot, arranged by Hriday, and these sadhus used to crowd his small room, and so many discussions used to arise. Sometimes they could not find the right solution, and mother would prompt a solution from this mind, and they all used to be happy. So then, Swami Sharadananda was reminiscing there, made a statement. First of all, these sadhus came by the will of the mother to complete their sadhana. That means they must be really sincere sadhakas. Secondly, Sri Ramakrishna, that means the Divine Mother, poured her grace through Sri Ramakrishna and enlivened them, removed their obstacles, and used it to send them on their way. And I have no doubt very soon they would also experience the state of Nirvikalpa Samadhi. But most important, the message of but ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti. Truth is one, sages call it by various names. That was the message Sri Ramakrishna had to inject. And I am sure when these people in their own way had their own disciples and devotees, and they used to spread the message of the same that was injected by Sri Ramakrishna. So, this is the condition, and we discussed about it. What happened to Sri Ramakrishna? That is what the next commandment we are going to see, number 35. Purnatma su samikshatam. Realize and then open your eyes and perceive the all-pervading self everywhere. See only Brahman everywhere. This is called seeing God everywhere. This is so beautifully expressed in the Bhagavad Gita, Panditaha Samadarshinaha. True Panditas, men of knowledge, they see only God everywhere. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Shunichaiva Shvapakecha Panditaha Samadarshinaha. Whether a person sees a dog or anything else, everything in this world, there is no pure, impure, high, low, Brahmana, untouchable, man or animal or hills or anything non-living, everything is but the pure manifestation of God. If a person lacks, even after experiencing Brahman in the depths of his samadhi, then the realization is not complete. So, we will discuss about these points a little bit later on. In my last class, I promised that we will discuss a little bit about Totapuri Maharaj. What happened? First of all, I will very briefly narrate. Even if I tell you a long time, these are all meditations for our devotees on the divine life and incidents of Sri Ramakrishna. Janma karma cha me divyam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sarjana. My birth is divine, my actions are divine, everything that I do are divine. There is nothing undivine in the life of an avatara purusha. And if anybody comes to know about it, then he will not have rebirth. He will become mam eti, such a person, O Arjuna, mam eti, tyaktva deham punarjanma na. There is no rebirth after the fall of this body. Then what happens? Is he going to go to another world? No, sir. He will be one completely with me. So whatever we are discussing, I am focusing upon the lives of the trio that we know. The Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and the direct disciples, and I will add Ramana Maharshi. I am a great fan of Ramana Maharshi, though I never had the opportunity to fan him in summer season. So, this is what we are going to talk about. So many devotees, we all read the great master, and he was a realized soul. He was in Nirvikalpa Samadhi because he himself said, "What divine Maya! 40 years I struggled, and then only I realized." And this young man, as soon as I initiated him into this Mahavakya Aham Brahmasmi, immediately entered. For 3 days, there was not the slightest movement. Just as we discussed in the Bhagavad Gita, Yatha Deepo Nivatastho Ningate Sopama Smruta Yogino Yatat Chittasya. So, if you put a lighted lamp in a windless place, it would be absolutely still. So, that was the condition. After 3 days, Totapuri, by shouting loudly, Hari Om, he brought the mind of his disciples down, and there was a purpose for it. But as soon as Totapuri left, after 11 months of stay, Sri Ramakrishna stayed for, without the slightest deviation, for 6 months continually in that state. Now, coming back to the story, Totapuri, we do not know his past history, but he was of Punjab nature, hefty body, very strong body. He came, and then what was the first thing? He saw this young man, and there was not the least thought of taking sannyasa. Who was the young man? Sri Ramakrishna, very young. And then he recognized, if at all there is any worthy adhikari for sannyasa, that is to say, sadhana chatushtaya sampanna. This will be an understatement, even to speak of Sri Ramakrishna at that time, sadhana chatushtaya sampanna. No, he was not a sadhaka. He attained perfection in tantric sadhana, in Vaishnava sadhana, in devotional sadhana, and with the help of guidance, without the help of guidance, he attained Nirvikalpa Samadhi even before. But mother wants to, for our sake, to reinforce, one can also realize God through the Vedanta. Certain points are there, I might come to them later on. Totapuri came, saw him, said, "You seem to be a very fit man for sannyasa. Would you like to take sannyasa?" Why am I mentioning this incident? We have all read. There is tremendous significance there. So Sri Ramakrishna simply replied, "I do not know anything. Only my mother knows. I am like a kitten. Only my mother knows what I should do, should not do. And unless she gives commandment, I am not going to do anything, even if you take a knife and cut my throat." Interesting point. I will just enter into it. And Totapuri thought, by the word mother, Sri Ramakrishna meant, hey, the mother who gave birth to him. Go and ask her permission. Sri Ramakrishna proceeded towards the temple of Bhavatarini. And then Totapuri saw, he smirked. Good man, wonderful person, but his head is a little bit screw loose. And I will complete. And then I will make repair everything. And then we know now who repaired whom. So Sri Ramakrishna went to the mother, asked, and mother replied, very wonderful. This is why I have brought him here. Totapuri never knew that it was the mother who brought. Please keep this statement in mind, because this is the most important point. So long as we are in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, mother, father, saguna, nirguna, everything is gone. But the moment there is consciousness that there is a body, there is a mind, there is a world, we are entering into the realm of the Divine Mother. And without her permission, even a leaf will not move, an ant will not crawl, nothing happens without her will. Ishvaraha sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudhani maya. Now you have to understand this particular verse, that God sitting in the hearts of every being moves them like a puppeteer, as puppets are moved by him, applies only in the realm of this world, not in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. There are no bhutas, there is no world, there is no heart, there is no Ishvara in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. It all applies only in this world. So, this is what devotees know it from the beginning, and they call it my Divine Mother's will, or Narayana's will, or Ramakrishna's will, whatever. Shokali Tomari Icha. So, Divine Mother said, go on, take. This is why. So, happily Sri Ramakrishna came, and then we know he took sannyasa. We also described, as soon as Sri Ramakrishna was given that Mahamantra, Huttatapuri instructed him. There was a small problem. So Ramakrishna's mind by that time had acquired Brahmakara Vritti, Kalikakara Vritti. And Totapuri, with the help of a broken piece of glass, pierced the forehead of Sri Ramakrishna and asked him and helped him to remove that. Akara Vritti is gone, then Akara is gone. Brahma, Akara, Vritti. Three words. Akara, Vritti gone. Along with Vritti, Akara gone. What remained was only pure Brahman. This is also human language. Keep always in mind. Whenever we have to convey or think through the mind, we have to apply Shabda, Nama, Rupa, Artha. So, and 3 days later, came back. Totapuri was astounded. Kya Daivi Maya hai? The man who thought he conquered Maya, and that Maya Sri Ramakrishna had elevated into the Divine Mother. Kya Daivi Maya hai? I took 40 years, but my child has realized, and his heart was filled with wonder because he could not understand. Wonder means non-understanding. But he was filled with joy. Now what happened? Totapuri Maharaj. Did he experience Nirvikalpa Samadhi? Yes. That is what Paratare Chetaha Samadhiyata. Fix your mind in the highest supreme reality. But then by God's grace, and Totapuri was a Jivan Mukta, otherwise his body would have fallen. Anybody after Nirvikalpa Samadhi, still that body, mind is there. We have to understand they are all Jivan Muktas. So Jivan Mukta, what is supposed to do? Mukti. Mukta means what? The same Brahman with which he was completely identified in Samadhi. He is supposed to see the same vision of Brahman in this world. Through the 5 sense organs, he is seeing the world, living, non-living, man, woman, everything he has to see. That is the meaning of that word, Vidya, Vinaya, Sampanne, whatever it is. Even the great Shankara could not do it immediately. The great Swami Vivekananda could not do it immediately. I'll just refer to it very briefly. I always threaten you, I will tell you very briefly and go into long perorations. Very well. So, a Jivan Mukta is automatically has to see Brahman. Inside Brahman, outside Brahman. What happened to Swamiji? He had Nirvikalpa Samadhi by the grace of Sri Ramakrishna, I think on a Shivaratri night, just a few months before Sri Ramakrishna passed away. Then, 15th August, Sri Ramakrishna had passed away. Swami Vivekananda went on a wandering time. At least we know 3 incidents, but I will mention 2. Once he wanted to smoke tobacco, and he saw a yellow caste man smoking. He went and asked, but he was given the reply, I am a low caste person, I cannot give you. Swami Vivekananda proceeded without thinking. Then suddenly it came to him, I experienced Brahman. Why am I making this difference? So he came back and then snatched the hookah, smoked a little. What does it mean? It means, even though experience was there and it was by the grace of Sri Ramakrishna, he had to thereupon see Brahman deliberately, practice it for a few times, seeing Brahman everywhere. Then only Prabhu Mere Avaguna Chittanatharo can be understood. That was the first incident. Second incident was, we all know, at Khetri, Maharaja Ajit Singh, he arranged one notch girls dance and Swamiji refused to attend it, but this lady sang Prabhu Mere Avaguna Chittanatharo. Immediately, Swami Vivekananda remembered, I am a realized soul, I am Brahman, why am I seeing a notch girl, why am I thinking I am a monk? Immediately he came down, watched it, blessed her, and we presume sometimes it takes time to reconcile the inner realization with the long-lasting outward behavior, the result of samskara, purva samskara. Remember that how Manisha Panchikam was created by Shankaracharya, and Shankaracharya one day, still he did not get rid of the idea, I was born as a Brahmana. A sannyasi should never do these things. That's why Sri Ramakrishna from the very beginning, he used to take out his sacred thread and he used to clean the toilets of those who clean the toilets, especially Rashiks at Dakshineswar, and used to pray, Oh Mother, let never the thought come into my, enter into my mind that I am a Brahmana and I am superior in to anybody. Everybody is your child, so there is no superiority or inferiority. So that is the condition. But what was Totapuri doing? As soon as he opened his eyes, he never entered into the temple of the Divine Mother. It was Sri Ramakrishna's habit at dawn and dusk. He goes on almost naked, claps his hands and go on uttering Gita, Ganga, Gaya, Gayatri, and then this Bhagavata, Bhakta, Bhagavan, and Govinda, Govinda, He Mama Prana, like that certain mantras are there in his mind. And one day, Totapuri observed and said, Kya, chapati bana rahe ho? Remember, all these things Ramakrishna was doing after Totapuri brought him from the Nirvikalpa Samadhi state after 3 days. Then Sri Ramakrishna got angry. Look at this language. He was addressing his guru. Shala, rascal, I am taking my mother's name and you are calling this one. So what happened? Totapuri understood there is some deep meaning behind Sri Ramakrishna's words, but it did not occur to him what that meaning was. He did not understand what Sri Ramakrishna meant, but he did understand there is a deep significance behind the utterances of Sri Ramakrishna. By the time he had seen, whenever we have to imagine, we have to fill up the gaps. For 11 months, the guru and disciple were almost daily sitting, talking, interacting, debating so many things. How many wonderful statements came from the mouth of Sri Ramakrishna, we do not know. But here is one such statement, I am taking my mother's name. So Totapuri had complete faith in Sri Ramakrishna. Whatever he utters, there is a deep meaning. But he himself was incapable of understanding it, and he understood it only at the end of 11 months. So this was one incident, and it must have puzzled Totapuri. So several things have happened after that. One day, Totapuri Maharaj was in deep, what is called, sermonizing mood. He was giving sermon to Sri Ramakrishna. Whom should the sermon be given? To an ignorant person. Here is a person who attained Nirvikalpa Samadhi in few hours, and you took 40 years. Who should teach whom? But anyway, that is how parasparam bodhayantaha. They will go on thinking about God. That is how a Jivanamukta passes his time. So he was telling, whatever you say, that is a beautiful. This one. Brahma vedam amrutam purastat, brahma paschat, brahma dakshinatascha uttarena, athascha urdhvancha prasrutam brahma, eva idam vishvamidam varishtam. This is the exact subject we have taken up in the 11th chapter, Brahman. It assumed the form of this Vishwa. That's why it is called Vishwarupa Darshana. So, it did not come specially. The moment Srishti started, the moment a pot is made, it is nothing but before it was created, after it was created, when the pot is broken also, what is that pot? Nothing but clay. So, also nothing is Brahman. This is what is being told here. Brahma eva idam amrutam purastat. In front, what is there? Brahman. Paschat. Behind you, what is there? Brahman. On your right side, what is there? Brahman. On your left side, what is there? Brahman. What is above you? Brahman. What is below you? Prasrutam. Adhascha, urthvancha, dakshinatascha, uttarena, paschat, purastat, prasrutam, brahma. Then, why so many words? Vishwamidam, varishtam, brahma eva, idam. This whole world, jagat, is nothing but brahma. This was what he was giving Upadesha to Sri Ramakrishna. Meanwhile, we know these Naga sannyasins, they lit a fire, they call it sacred fire, they call it Duni, and they consider very sacred. I could never understand what is sacred fire and non-sacred fire. All fire is nothing but sacred only. Anyway, it was useful for sadhakas. Meanwhile, a servant came and he wanted to smoke. And to use that sacred fire for lighting a person's tobacco was considered by Totapuri, who was supposed to be Brahma Gnani, as very degrading, lowly act, insulting the fire. And then he did not notice at first, but when he noticed, he took out his chimta, tongs, and then he was about to beat. And this fellow must be a scrawny fellow, and if that strong Totapuri gives a blow, this fellow's brains might come out also, Sri Ramakrishna observed it. And then fell down on the ground, started rolling with laughter. Tathapuri did not understand. Why are you laughing? And Sri Ramakrishna replied in a beautiful Bengali, Tor Brahmagyane Daud Kotatuku Midekchi. I am seeing the extent of your knowledge of Brahman. Just now, you are talking, everything is Brahman, whatever you see, whatever you hear, and yesterday, tomorrow, and above, below. And now, the servant has become suddenly a Brahma. The fire has become Brahma. And anything that is done by it is a Brahma. Sacred, secular, pure, impure, these are the characteristics of whom? A non-realized soul. Tathapuri understood. Not only that, unbeknown to him, he became angry. How could I become angry? I who am supposed to be the master of my mind. Any servant, any thought should come and take my permission. Shall I get angry? No, he did not. He was not even aware. Then he understood. There is a deep mystery behind it. And then he refrained. He became thoughtful. But he said, from today, I will not become angry. For me, this is one of the funniest statements I have ever heard. For a Brahmagnani, to take a vow, I will not get angry in future. I take a vow, I will not eat rasagulla in future. It befits a sadhaka, but not a siddha. But he did not understand it. The Divine Mother is teaching all these things. For whose benefit? For our benefit. So Tathapuri became thoughtful. Then 11 months passed. He was planning to live every day, but something was suppressing his tongue. And then once he could not meditate. There was terrible stomachache. And then he said, through meditation, I will forget the body. He could not. The man who plunged into Nirvikalpa Samadhi has no strength left out even to meditate. And then he understood, misunderstood, that body is the root cause of the problem. So he decided to give it up. And very briefly only I am mentioning it. So he entered at midnight, and that huge body of water called Ganga, there was not enough to drown his body. People die in bathtubs. People are killed by pressing their head into buckets. And here in this whole Ganga, there was no water. But it was the divine Maya. He walked, came to this side of Belur Math. So ultimately he had to come to Belur Math and then learn his lesson. Then Divine Mother revealed, my child, you are a Brahmagnani. Not only when you are in meditation, not only with closed eyes, with open eyes. The trees, the Ganga, the mountains, people, insects, everything that you call the world is nothing but my manifestation. She must have taught him this lesson, my child, so long as your mind was in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, I do not exist. There is no Dvaita. But the moment you come out of it, that means mind will be there, body will be there, world will be there. Then immediately I come. What am I? This entire universe, sthola prapancha, sokshma prapancha, and karana prapancha, the gross world, the subtle world, and the causal world, totality of this, which Vedanta calls Ishvara, I am the Ishvara. So, hriddeshe Arjuna, I will sit in your heart. I will pull the strings. You are my puppet. So long as you are conscious, you are my puppet. This was the lesson he learned. He came back, and then next morning Sri Ramakrishna came and he saw Tathapuri was radiant with health. What happened? Tathapuri explained. And this also tells, as soon as that knowledge came, everything is Brahman. Then this is also totally psychosomatic effect. Anyway, there are marvelous lessons to be learned. I thought I will complete it, but I was carried away. We will surely complete it in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May the Divine Mother Durga, Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti.